Well, first off, I was very impressed with Attorney General Pruitt's delivery, his analysis of the situation, the way he responded to some pretty vicious attacks, the way he dealt with some assaults on his character. Clearly, he's a bright fella. Clearly, he is prepared for this process. Many of us said from day one that the EPA confirmation hearings would be probably the toughest, ugliest confirmation hearings in years and years and years, because after the Obama administration for 8 years used EPA as a proxy to do everything imaginable, because they could never pass after that first the first few years with Obamacare and Dodd-Frank, and they lost their majorities in the House and they lost their majorities in the Senate, they never had the ability legislatively to do anything. So by using rules and rulemaking was the only way to legislate. And watching them come after agriculture and energy, and you know, Jerry, there's nothing more important to Oklahoma and to the 3rd District than production agriculture and the energy industry. It's right there with Main Street, so to speak. Watch him go after having someone like Scott who will follow the law, who has the ability to explain his actions, who will begin to undo the things that were inappropriate or less than proper, I'll put it that way. This is an on-the-line battle in the Senate. Best 2 hours off and on that I watched yesterday of any of the confirmation stuff. I'm really, really proud of our Attorney General.
So if and when he becomes confirmed and made head of the EPA, do you think, will there be a complete reversal of some of the rules and regulations that the Obama administration put into effect over the past 8 years, or will we continue with slight variations, or what?
No, I believe he begins to turn the battleship called the EPA around. Now, you can't spend something like that on a dime. You've not only got to confirm the EPA director, but there are dozens and dozens and dozens of division heads and department heads at EPA who are political appointees, who are the actual decision makers, who prioritize how the career staff spend their time and what they focus on. So Scott's got to be confirmed. He's got to get there. He's got to work through filling all these other slots. He's got to develop a unified plan and then begin to execute that. I would expect to see real progress, but it's like Obamacare. As bad as it is, you can't just take it away in a moment's notice without leaving 10 million people stranded insurance-wise. On the EPA thing, Scott's got to turn this ship around. He's got to begin to undo the silly rulings, the Waters of the USA and those kind of things, and put people in place who will focus on not just using EPA for a social, economic, political agenda, but get them back to actually enforcing the laws that deal with clean water, the clean air. I believe if he can get them to focus on what is their real mission, we will all be better off in this country, but he's got to get to that refocus first.
The rule of law is what he emphasized most during his hearing.
Absolutely. And that's what's been lost. This is an administration that when they couldn't pass their legislative agenda anymore after the first 2 years, started using all of the federal agents, and EPA in particular, to drive their agenda through a non-lawmaking process, but through a bureaucracy. The president clearly does not like traditional energy sources. He basically killed the coal industry. He's gone after the oil and gas industry. Think of the pipeline from the northern United States and Canada to Cushing. They simply believed for 8 years they knew better than all the rest of us, and unfortunately they were wrong, and unfortunately their policies were economically harmful in places like Oklahoma.
Well, they're going to use climate change as I guess, the main focus of their criticism, along with oil and gas. They're going to try and ride that pony all the way to town, aren't they?
They're going to try, but anyone who's rational and focused realizes that the climate is cycles within cycles within cycles within cycles. When you blatantly try to use something like climate change as a way to reshape the country in your political perspective, where people should work, what kind of energy they should use, what standard of living they should have, what kind of health care should they have, who should determine whether they can write a check or not, That's the thing about the Obama administration. I don't think history will be very kind at all to this guy when there's a little objectivity on down the road a ways. But for right now, people like Scott Pruitt represent a dramatic change, and change is what I think we voted for on Election Day this time.
Is there, though, anything that he said or that you wish Scott Pruitt would have done differently? What about the earthquakes?
Well, Scott was right in noting in his testimony that in Oklahoma, the authority is the Corporation Commission, that other state agencies pay attention to this too, and that we are responding by changing standards on what kind of fracking water can be pumped back into the ground, disposed of, and how it can be done. Scott was exactly right. This has been a state issue, not a federal issue. In states like Oklahoma, where we have an issue, we are working to address it. We don't need Big Brother in Washington, D.C. to come in and tell us what they don't understand.
Congressman, I mean, it all comes down to the politics, of course. The environmentalists and those who feel strongly about climate change and man-made causes, and then those who say, wait a minute, we ought to support things that also affect our economy. I mean, when did it happen that suddenly if you are questioned or skeptical of man-made climate change, that suddenly you are the evil person, and the other side is the good?
That's a classic example of the last 8 years. But I would remind you, Jerry, it goes even farther back than that. It comes down to the question of personal responsibility. Barack Obama, by the way he governed, had no faith in his fellow human beings. Whether it was our health care, how we conduct our business every day, everything, he believed that the federal government knew better than we could know for ourselves. I believe Trump represents the other perspective, that we have a right and a responsibility to take care of ourselves, to make judgments on our behalf, and to be trusted with those judgments, and you build from there. The market economy, which is something this administration never understood, has worked to dismantle. The market economy is based on citizens making sound decisions in their best interest in the common good of the country. I trust my neighbors. I'm not sure the president, the outgoing president, ever did.